Good morning, and thanks for being here this morning. Our purpose in doing today's service is to encourage us all to think again about the topic of our environment and about environmental justice. My talk today will begin with a commercial, well, actually a story, then a commercial with a little history attached, and continue with a book review very briefly, and conclude with a meditation from the book I'm going to tell you about. I've been thinking about my mother a lot because I grew up on a farm in Missouri, so all my first lessons about nature really came from my mother, from participating in the garden, taking care of the chickens, walks in the woods looking for wildflowers in the spring or mushrooms. So I really associate not just with the term Mother Nature, but my own mother as a teacher of nature. When I first moved to Rhode Island, and she and my dad came out to visit and visited the church, came to the service with me a couple of times, she had a judgment to make about our services. And what she said was, the trouble with your church is it talks too much about a nature and not enough about God. So I thought a lot about that, and we could have long philosophical discussions. Some people would say, so what's the difference? Other people would have probably very other different approaches. It could be a whole lecture unto itself. We're not going there, but I had to share that because she's been in my mind so much. I'm first going to talk about the Green Sanctuary Program. According to the UUA website, our congregations demonstrate their commitment to environmental justice by aligning their values with their actions through becoming certified green sanctuaries. Created in 1989, the Green Sanctuary Program historically provides a path for congregational study, reflection, and action in response to the environmental challenges we have, including worship, action, etc. And it's grounded both in justice and our Unitarian and Universalist values, and Kristen Ivey will be talking about that more. 25% of the UU congregations in this country, 254, have become green sanctuary churches by going through a fairly detailed process of examining and learning about environmental practices. So, some history here. Back in 1989, one of the creators of the Green Sanctuary Program was Bob Murphy. He was a member of this church for a number of years, and then he went on to become a UU minister. So, alas, the truth is that we here at First Unitarian have been aware of the Green Sanctuary Program since its inception, and yet almost 30 years later, we still have not completed the Green Sanctuary process. Incidentally, we're the only UU church in Rhode Island which hasn't. The good news is that we will. We have a current active group, we're calling it the Green Team Task Force. We're leaving out the sanctuary part so it doesn't get confused with our other social justice program that is our sanctuary for migrants, for refugees. Okay, the task force, the Green Team Task Force, led by a very able Kristen Ivey Moses, and we are determined to get it done this time. It is a congregational effort, though, and we can't do it without your help. So you're welcome to join the Green Team, speak to one of us. But you can also help in other ways, and there'll be various tasks over the next year or so. Hopefully we can do it within the year. But the first of those is going to be a congregational survey, which will come out by email. So please, 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 when you get that email, take a little time and participate, help us with the process by participating. Okay, now to switch to the book review part. The Einstein quote was such a perfect summary of the issues, I think. And the book that it's when we talk about the environment and think about it, we think about it as something we live in. And we think of the earth as the ground beneath our feet. Our common ways of speaking really fail to do justice to the reality. In his book, Love Letters to the Earth, the wonderful Buddhist teacher, Thich Nhat Hanh, reminds us that indeed we are the earth. It's not just that we're on the earth, we are the earth. And he, like Einstein in the opening quote, Technicon believes that we need to move beyond the concept of the environment because it leads people to experience themselves and the earth as two separate entities and to see the planet only in terms of what it can do for us. He encourages instead that we develop an ecological mindfulness, a deeper relationship with Earth. And part of his book, which I really encourage you to read if you have the opportunity, part of the book consists of love letters to the Earth, prayers that express his views. And we're going to use one of these now as a guided meditation. So let's see, I'm going to use the bowl. And then I will be reading one of his prayers to the earth. Dear Mother Earth, I bow my head before you as I look deeply and recognize that you are present in me and that I am a part of you. I was born from you and you are always present, offering me everything I need for my nourishment and growth. My mother, my father, and all my ancestors were also your children. We breathe your fresh air, we drink your clear water, we eat your nourishing food, your herbs heal us when we're sick. You are the mother of all beings. I call you by the human name Mother, and yet I know your mothering nature is more vast and ancient than humankind. We are just one young species of your many children. All the millions of other species who live or have lived on Earth are also your children. You aren't a person, but I know you're no less than a person either. You are a living, breathing being in the form of a planet. Each species has its own language, yet as our mother, you can understand us all. That is why you can hear me today as I open my heart to you and offer you my prayer. Dear Mother, whether it is soil, water, rock, or air, you are there, nourishing me and giving me life. You are present in every cell of my body. My physical body is your physical body, and just as the sun and stars are present in you, they are also present in me. You're not outside of me, and I am not outside of you. You are more than just my environment. You are nothing less than myself. I promise to keep the awareness alive that you are always in me and I am always in you. I promise to be aware that your health and well-being is my own health and well-being. I know I need to keep this awareness alive in me for us both to be peaceful, happy, healthy, and strong. Sometimes I forget. Lost in the confusions and worries of daily life, I forget that my body is your body, and I sometimes even forget I have a body. Unaware of the presence of my body and the beautiful planet around me and within me, I'm able to cherish and celebrate the precious gift of life you had given me. Dear Mother, my deep wish is to wake up to the miracle of life. I promise to train myself to be present for myself, my life, and for you in every moment. I know that my true presence is the best gift I can offer to you, the one I love.